magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It's 8:06 on this Friday, June 19th. We're here in Dardanelle, Yell County, hanging out. Hope to maybe make it back for the fish fry. Now, we call it the fish fry, or we just call it the fry?
Chicken fry.
That's right. I knew there was a word before in front of it. I want to give a shout-out to Mike Cooper. Happy Father's Day to Mike Cooper.
Shout-out, Mike.
22 years of service in the National Guard.
Thank you, Mike.
Daughter very happy and very proud of him. So thanks, for Mike, for being a great dad and great to our country, too.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I want to let everybody know they're here at the golf course, because I was telling some folks yesterday or last night at Mainline Sports Bar that was asking me, and I knew the rates were great. So you can come here and spend $109 for the year. All you got to do if you want a golf cart is rent it for another $25 when you come out.
Yeah.
Or you could walk the course for that, for whatever. No, I got you. But if somebody wanted to walk, $109 gets you here for the whole year. So you can do that. And then $25 for, you're not going to get that. And you might run into John Daly while he's here. Okay, anyway, I want to make sure we get that out.
Also, too, I got to give a shout-out to Tommy Shea. Tommy's behind the True Grit Trail Posse. I love the fact that you guys take advantage of True Grit. It's smart. It's a no-brainer. You see what's happening in Hot Springs. Steve Erickson has done a great job with baseball and the history of baseball and the gangster. Take advantage of your history. Milk it all you can. Figure out every angle you can. So, like the idea, the signage is really cool. So it's a great community here, and Jimmy, glad we're here. If people are just tuned in and want to play golf tomorrow, what do they do?
Yeah, just text 479-747-2701. Four-person scramble, 365 a team. Come see us, big after party with food, music by Maximum Overdrive. It'll be a great time, I can promise you.
Let's bring in, I know we got some messages here. We'll get to those here in just a second. Let's bring, we still got to talk to Danny West. We got to talk to Steve Qualls about everything NASCAR related. We're only about 3 weeks away from taking our trip to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, now called Echo Speedway.
Finish the lyric.
We got to do the Justin Moore finish the lyric. Awesome, we got to do our movie review. We got to do our movie review. Yeah. All right, let's bring in RJ Hulk if we can there, Christian.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. RJ, are you there?
Hey guys, how are you?
Wow, you sound a little rough, buddy. You okay?
Oh, you know, I just, it's we wrapped up our last softball season and just got a little hoarse from the weekend, so I'm good. Oh, how are you guys?
Speaking of, we're here in Dardanelle, and I know I guess it was probably a month ago when I talked with Stacy and maybe working on some exciting things here for Dardanelle, that I was talking to you, the state senator from this area that's now going to be in charge of the state senate. I just went blank on her name. What's her name, RJ?
Breanne Davis.
Yeah, just I know that she represents this area, and I know she's very proud of that. And you know, RJ, I guess, I mean, is there anybody you don't know? I mean. I guess there's a circle of friends in the legislature that you're really tight with. Sounds like she's one of them, and you've got a group of them. But I love the way all you guys represent your area. I'm really proud of it. I know she's very proud of this area because you told me she was.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Bash. She's one of the best, man. We had the girls' state issue this last month that a lot of people saw, and she and I worked well on that, along with Keith Brooks and Dee Vaught and a few others to you know, fight for some of these girls in the state. But I'll tell you what, Brianne, she is a go-getter, man. She was also part of the legislation for the Learns Act, and you know, she's not afraid to stand up for her people and do the right thing.
I did want to mention, too, that last night, Roger, you were over at Mainline, and so was Don Grisham.
Yeah.
It was the anniversary of he and his girlfriend, Ashley Booth, and I meant to say happy birthday to Ashley yesterday. I fumbled that.
Uh-huh.
So happy birthday one day late, Ashley.
Happy birthday.
And they are enjoying the Oakland Hotel, which is second to none. I think Don is rolling out the red carpet for all things, you know, taking care of his gal. And a great place to do it at Oakland, Roger.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
RJ, I mean, you're a big fan of Oakland and the spa there as well, aren't you? You spent some money there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. You know, I take, for Mother's Day, I took the wife down to the spa, and we'll go down there and do a date night occasionally, and we spent a lot of time at Oakland this season, whether it be the horses or whether it be at the casino. It's a great spot just to get away, and, you know, it's just minutes from Little Rock, and from Bryan, it's like 40 minutes, so a lot of fun. I know you were talking about birthdays just a minute ago. A guy that we all know, today's his birthday, Jason Brown. Roger, he got your concealed carry for you. And so Jason Brown's birthday is today.
Yeah.
I'd wish him a happy birthday even if he didn't help me get my concealed carry. Happy birthday, Jason.
Did also, too, we mentioned today you've got the United States versus Australia in Seattle. That's where they're playing in the World Cup. Apparently there's some bad blood between the Aussies and Americans. Anybody know that? Does anybody know the backstory on that? Why do we not like each other? We normally get along with the Australians.
Well, because all we know about them is Crocodile Dundee.
Can you do an Australian accent, Roger?
No, not really. I guess you just throw another ship on the bobby.
That's not bad.
I guess so.
That's not bad.
Now, this is a knife. You know, one of those types. Crocodile Dundee, Keith Urban, and his future ex-wife.
Christian.
What's her name?
Oh, what's her name?
She
married to Tom Cruise? I mean,
she
Tom
was. Yeah, you know, yeah. Those are the only three Australians that I know.
Christian, can you do an Australian accent?
Is he Australian?
He's Australian, yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was an American.
Baz Luhrmann, who we've had on the show before.
Baz Luhrmann.
How did we forget?
Anyway, so that's at 2 o'clock today. Are your kids at all interested? Obviously, Addie is what I'm talking about. And she's 10 or 11? How old is Addie?
No, I'm making nine her too old there. In September. Yeah, 9 in September.
Wow.
Okay, so she's 9. Does she care about soccer? Do kids when they're this age, like 9 or 10, do they care about what's going on with the World Cup or no?
You know what's crazy is Addison doesn't care about soccer, but Austin, who's 4, he gets on YouTube, and, you know, Messi and Ronaldo are big on YouTube, and so he'll sit there and watch those highlights and stuff on YouTube. And so he doesn't care about the World Cup, but he likes watching Messi and Ronaldo on the YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I'm telling you, YouTube, Roger, it's again, you know, there's so many different places where people are.
Well, there's your kids' YouTube as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know that my grands watch that stuff because they have all kinds of stuff on that.
And they can navigate around there.
They can, Roger.
One of our goals in 2026 is
to learn to do.
Well, get on TikTok. We want to get to Roger.
You made me sign up to him months ago.
I know.
You didn't do it?
We should be put. No, I'm on there.
But let me say,
being functional.
Since you mentioned that, let me look at my phone and say, good morning, President Xi. I know you're listening. So we'll do that. We'll do that. Of course, I think the fella from here, Tom Cotton's trying to block all that.
Is that right?
Isn't that right? Is that something, RJ? Is there something in our legislature? Where they're trying to, because I think it just happened in France and maybe some other countries that are thinking about banning social media. Can you imagine that happening in this country until you're 16 years old? I think there's a few places that have done that. Is that something that even comes up with you, RJ?
No, the only thing we did was we banned cell phones in school. We did that the last legislative session.
Gotcha.
So,
good.
Well, that's a smart
good.
Phone,
yeah.
You know, No cell phones in school. That was one of the governor's big priorities this last session was to get that done. But as far as banning social media, no.
Right.
You know, that,
gotcha.
That, you know, I think
I didn't know if it even cropped up. I know I didn't see it.
Yeah. No, I think there's been talks of, like, putting restrictions on, like, under 14, but not banning it altogether. And really the ban is for the cell phones in school.
I think there's a lot of that, though. If I hear what you're saying as well, just the way you think about it, those are things you, parents ought to take care of themselves. Now, yeah. Now that we have, yeah. I mean, when we were in school, that new little handheld football game came out. Yeah. Well, you couldn't have that. Yeah. So how can you have this phone? You don't need anything unless there's an emergency. Now, with all the trouble that goes on and some of the horrific things that have happened with school shootings and things like that, parents want to be able to get a hold of their kids immediately and that sort of thing. So I think the genie's out of the bottle when it comes to that, being able to connect with your kids and all that sort of thing. But a kid should not have it. We had a calculator was all we were allowed to have.
Yeah, pocket calculator.
That's right. I thought you were glad to see me. So it was a calculator in your pocket?
RJ, it is Father's Day this weekend. You are a father of two. What does RJ Hawk want for his Father's Day on Sunday? What are you guys planning?
I hadn't planned anything, you know, because, guys kind of get the shaft on Father's Day, don't they? I mean, like, we don't really ask for anything. It's just more of a, you know, we sit around with the kiddos and we'll play at the pool or just kind of same old, same old. So, I mean, I don't think Father's Day is as big of a day as what, you know, Mother's Day is and things like that. And so,
I
could be wrong, but that's just kind of the way it's around our house.
Yeah, or do you demand it? Like Roger, I think you demand them bring you gifts. I think.
Well, actually, with today's time, they can just Venmo me. you know, because they're all over. You don't have to come down. You can just Venmo, or you can sail. Exactly.
And your kids are older than what Roger's are. So
absolutely. But Addie, listen, Addie's got a piggy bank. She's old enough now. She's got a piggy bank. Yeah, I'll just let the kids know. Look, put that money in there. I won't bother it for 3 days.
Is Didi doing specials for Father's Day so that I can go get a massage?
No. I don't think it's always the women.
You know what? You know what? She should, but you know what? You know what? That's a great point, RJ. Didi is not even in town. She went on a girls' trip to New York City, hanging out with her friends, watching the Knick parade and all kinds of stuff.
Well,
she didn't even think about daddy's. RJ, next year we're gonna make that happen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, really, the guys, really, men just want to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me sleep. Let me scratch.
Let me watch U.S. Open.
Yeah, let me watch U.S. Open.
Well, there's some truth to that.
Did Tipper ever bring you flowers up to the studio with chocolates for Father's Day weekend?
I think I may have gotten some flowers.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
It's okay. Ladies, we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't want
I really
money.
Don't, because I don't want you to spend that money on flowers for me. You could Venmo me the money.
Is
it Hooters? That's right. That's right.
I do want to thank our good friends at Natural State Wholesale, Don Grisham and the boys. They'll take real good care of you. As RJ always says every week, if you're working on a project, a home project, start with them. Especially when it comes to flooring, start with them. They are the absolute best.
That's right.
Well, RJ, I know you're getting ready to also too. You're going to be out of pocket for a while. Did you see where the? And I think you're going to a beach somewhere. Did you see where the Razorbacks are going to be going to the Bahamas? I didn't know if you're going to be in the Bahamas.
It won't be until we're going to the Bahamas in July. Going to go down there for a few days. Before that, headed to DC to go. For meeting at the White House, so that'll be a lot of fun.
The White House, huh?
Yeah.
Get a walk in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Say hello to David Miraforce.
I don't know about the Oval Office, it's not just me. There's a host of legislators from Arkansas getting to go, and so we got the invite, and so we're going to do that.
Give our best to Marco.
We're in Dardanelle, so we'll call Tom Cotton.
Yeah, we'll call Tom Cotton.
Would you take RJ?
Listen, I know where Bozeman's office is.
When's the last time you've been to D.C., RJ? Yeah.
When was it?
It's probably been 4 or 5 years, I guess it is. It was before I got in the legislature when I went, because we took the family up and just did the whole touring of different monuments and museums and things of that nature.
Well, right now, this year, with everything that they're gearing up to do for the 250th, I bet there's a lot of stuff around there.
It'll be really off the chart there. Well, RJ, we'll have a great Father's Day weekend doing nothing. And we'll holler at you next week. I guess that Roger went
through. Somebody said, RJ, hey, will you do a favor and keep up with Morning Buzz tradition? Steal some silverware or some dishes if you go to the White House. I was set up by Mike Huckabee, obviously.
No, it was Mike Beebe.
Mike Beebe. I get to be. Yeah, that's right. Mike Beebe set me up.
I can bring you back. Yeah. I'll see if I can bring you back a plate or something, Raj, from the White House. And
thanks, dude.
Do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Before I left, guys, we talked about natural state. If you go onto my Facebook page, we just finished up a remodel on house in Bryant that's now for sale. But all the flooring, all the fixtures, all the appliances, it is a complete natural state wholesale house. And so if you want to see kind of something that they offer, you can go to my Facebook page. There's pictures up there. It turned out outstanding. And so if you really want to, they've got quality products. If you want to have some good quality products at a fraction of the cost, go to Natural State Wholesale and Cabot.
All right, RJ, happy Father's Day, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. See ya.
Hey, you too. See you guys.
All right. We're going to take a little bit of an early break. We got Danny West coming up. We're going to give us the latest rundown on recruiting for the Razorbacks. We got to talk to Steve Qualls and tell us what's happening with NASCAR. Okay. He sends us all this info. It's overwhelming to me. It's almost like I'm trying to digest it. But the NASCAR people who love NASCAR, they understand it.
And Steve knows it like the back of his
hand. Oh, he does.
Shout out to Steve and his group at his table. Robert Muldoon, Robbie Moore, his wife Jennifer, Charlie Melissa Zoll.
Yeah.
They were there among the. You know who I saw last night?
Who's that?
My fourth grade teacher was there. She had gone to a function.
Wow.
She had come there with her neighbor, whatever. My fourth grade teacher, Miss Grisham. She was a beauty then. She's a beauty now. Just a kind soul.
We got to also come back and we got to do a Justin Moore finish the lyric. Let the Night Roll is the name of the song. We've already given it to you.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, rainbowrestores.com. And then we've got to do our Hawks Home movie review on Nighthawks.
It's a great movie. Billy Dee Williams, Sylvester Stallone, Lindsay Wagner, Rutger Hauer.
We are here in Dardanelle. Jimmy Stewart's with us. Jimmy, what is the primo item that's on the auction for tomorrow?
Aaron Lewis, the musician, signed a guitar.
Very nice. Brand new
guitar.
Oh, wow.
Certificate of Authenticity. And, man, we're excited to see what that brings.
When's the last time you saw Aaron Lewis?
I think in when was it?
Hatcher's Christmas Party.
Is that right? That's what it was. You're right, Roger. Holy cow. Great guy.
Yeah.
I think another auction should be Cooking with Jamie. You just have he's going to do an hour session, cooking session with Jamie Daly.
You'll give away a cooking session?
I think it's a great idea. We are here at the Lions Den in Dardanelle raising money for VFW Post 8383. Their big golf tournament is tomorrow. Still got slots open, 479-747-2701 if you want to get in. Don't go away, 825.
What I'm feeling like, Dad, is the bar of the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter. Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and muggy today with a high of 84 degrees in Little Rock, plus a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, but we could still have some early this afternoon. Tonight it will remain mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rainfall, a low of 69. Saturday, a high of 87 and a 20% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out, and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 8:27. We'll go to Danny West here in just a second, Christian, if you can connect with him. Jason Shamlin, our buddy over in Hot Springs, I told him he was one of the reasons, he's listening, that we're doing our champion salute. It'll take a little while if it gets some traction, but we want to acknowledge the kids that are doing great things out there, maybe that don't get the attention, like, you know, a lot of the high school state champions and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, different sports, they get attention. But some of these smaller, younger kids, and they're doing cheer and dance. They're going down to Jimmy, down to places like Florida, and becoming national champions or regional champions. And so if you've got a kid or a team that you want us to give a shout-out, we'll do that at 7:05, whatever day we get that information. You can send us a coach's name. You can send us your daughter or son's name, and we'll give them a champion salute. So, but anyway, it was Jason that made me think about it, because you said, do you know how good the Arkansas dance and or cheer groups are? I mean, we're really doing great on the national level. I said, I don't know. I need information.
That's right.
I need information. I was just looking, too, also at Tommy's Pants.
Yeah.
Tommy's Pants has small Razorbacks on them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Loudmouth. I'm getting ready, Christian, to buy me the Loudmouth Razorback Pants, John Daly Pants. I've already got the jacket.
Yeah.
Jamie, one morning he came down, we were doing the show, and he goes, he gave me the jacket. I actually have the picture. And it fits. Well, it didn't fit then. It fits about now. So I don't know if that's good or bad. The joke is, but the good thing is that John Daly gave me this jacket. I'm really proud of it. Bad thing, it fits, is that I need to get my butt back in shape. But listen, John's been thin before, too. I like Big John. I like John.
I never go nowhere I need a jacket.
Well, there you go. Let's see if Danny West is there. Christian, if we can, let's go ahead and talk with him.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
All right. Good morning, Danny West. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, sir. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're here at Dardanelle with Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart, the gang here in Yale County. You may have heard of Yale County.
Hey, Darnell, Yale County, ever heard of it?
True Grit. That's all it's about. How are you, buddy? How are things with you?
Good. Everything. You know, I want to apologize. Last week, guys, I probably sounded like crap. Hopefully sound a little bit better today. Man, I've been down. I hate to start a pity party here, but I've been sick as a dog and feeling a lot better, so thank the Lord for that. But, hey, it's starting to wind down a little bit, Baz. We got a, small group of official visitors coming in. This is the fourth and final weekend that we've talked about before everything goes dead in recruiting, really until the 1st of September. So it's an important stretch, one that's winding down. We've seen a lot of commitments over the last couple of weeks. I feel like they did have a pretty rough week on the recruiting trail this past week, Baz. Missed on several guys who were either already visited Arkansas or were planning to in this final weekend. So that's a bit of a bummer, but it's where they're at right now. They're not overflowing with cash. They're getting what they can. They're hoping to keep some of these developmental types around for a lot longer than they have been under previous staffs. And, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that's the right move, but it's what I would do. They don't have many options right now. So I know a lot of these commitments aren't super exciting, but they did pick up some four stars and potentially got more good news on the way today. Got a couple of kids announcing today.
Well, I tell you where all the money's going. If you've been watching the last couple of days, the money's going to baseball and softball, buddy.
Right.
That's what they would tell you. We're spending money in softball and baseball. It's like, wow. It's like, what's going on here? It's like all of a sudden we've got cash that we haven't had before. I did see a comment somewhere about a reference about the Razorback team being, you know, more dominated by three stars, that the lack of not that I care, to be honest with you. I don't get caught up on that, but it was a storyline that was saying this team is going to be dominated by three stars instead of four stars. We've never had a lot of five stars anyway, but we've had a few more four stars. Is that accurate, and does it matter? You know, I certainly think you can coach a three star up to play like a four star. We've seen it happen many a times across the country, but is that accurate from the description of our team this coming year?
I would have two different answers. For the team coming up this coming year, man, I would say it's a lot like last year's roster, you know, from top to bottom across the board. Probably in spots a little bit better, especially on the D line, which I think is important, but also some unknowns, too. You don't have the proven targets out wide. You don't have the proven quarterback yet. So, you know, I'd compare it a lot to last year, but as far as this recruiting class coming up, people are right. It is very much three star, and now they're up to four star guys. And I'll throw a little stat at you here, Baz. The last two times that they've had multiple four star offensive line commitments was in 2015 and 2023. Both of those being Sam Pittman led classes, obviously. But this is the first class they've put together where they've got two four star offensive linemen. And now the question becomes, how long can you keep them? Because neither one of these guys are going to go out there next year and probably start for you, most likely. So can you keep them 2-3 years and keep that and you know, restart that magic where you keep guys around and develop them? And maybe they're not hopping all over the country going forward with this staff. That's the hope. So if anything can make up for some of these 86 three stars, 87 three stars, I think time and development can do it. It's just a matter of keeping them around, but I don't think they're necessarily bad players either.
That's probably about all we need to hear. I know there's obviously one more recruiting weekend, as you mentioned, for recruiting. Let's talk Father's Day. You are a father of how many kids?
I got two little girls. I got a 10 and a 5-year-old. Very, very blessed to have both of them. They make my world go round. So, hey, I work every Father's Day. It's just part of covering recruiting. So we always try to do stuff a few days ahead of time. We got some plans today. We're going to get out and have some fun, hopefully. So, yeah, that's what we've got going on this weekend. I'll be working Sunday, unfortunately.
Well, that's what you do. That's what good, those hardworking dads do, right? Don't they, Roger?
That's exactly right. You do because you have to do, because you know you can't call Summit Utilities and say, "Hey, you mind giving me a Father's Day break?" They won't take it. I've tried it, Danny.
So you just got to keep working.
Well, I do want to thank Trey Johnson and A-State Trailer Sales for always being a sponsor of Danny West. And, yeah, we've started our summer of adventure. We're doing things all over the state. And we're going to NASCAR trips. We're doing all kind of crazy things. We're going to Cliff Harris's house, maybe Terry Bradshaw's ranch again, all the things. So, we were in Hot Springs yesterday. But good stuff as always, Danny. Listen, have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to everyone listening. Sure appreciate you guys for sticking with me. And thanks again for Trey Johnson over there, HJ Trailer Sales. We appreciate it.
I'm glad. Yeah, glad you're getting better, Danny. Thank you, Bob.
All right, let's. I tell you what. Let's go ahead and do a. Finish the lyric. If we'll go ahead and hit the open. We need a contestant, and we also need to know maybe what we might be playing for. Maybe there's some options there, Christian. Throw out some options for prizes. But the main thing is we want to hear somebody finish the lyric.
Yes.
And this is easy. We've already told you the name of the song is Letting the Night Roll by Justin Moore. Just look up the lyrics, but you got to finish. You got to deliver.
You got to earn it.
It's a singing opportunity, too, or a rap.
It's a performance. This game is performance-based.
If you can't sing, you can sort of talk your way through who used to do that?
Whispering Bill?
Yeah, spoken word. All right, hit that open there, Christian.
Whispering Bill.
Finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
Very nice. All right, 661-1037. Let's just go ahead, Roger, and tease the song, if you will, as we wait for a contestant. Just to hear, we're teeing you up so much to be able to win today. Oh, yeah.
That water tower's got the sun going down behind it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights, it was gonna be one of those nights. Got to
bow. So there you go. So that's it. We basically have set it up for you to do. That's all you got to do. Look at the lyrics and finish it.
I'm going to stop it at as close to the same spot as I did this time when you call and play the game. You finish the lyric until we say stop. We believe you, and you will be the winner of what prize?
Yeah. What are we playing for there, Christian? Besides $1,000.
Yeah, there is a couple options. I believe we still have Dude Perfect tickets, so if you want to go see them, that will be July 12th. Okay. If not, the Arkansas Diamonds, which used to be the Arkansas Wise Guys, the arena football team that was in Hot Springs, we have tickets to tomorrow's game. So if you want to go to their game tomorrow.
What happened to the Wise Guys?
They changed their name to the Diamonds.
Yeah, I wonder why they changed that. Yeah, I like the Wise Guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the Wise Guys. Let's know when we get a contestant. I'm looking outside here, and I see golf carts coming. People out here are playing, right? I mean, the golf tournament's not till tomorrow, right?
Today, it'll be closed tomorrow, but course is open for green fee pay today.
Yeah. What's our favorite hole up there? Remember the over?
Yeah, it's a long one. Yeah,
up over on the mountain.
16. Yeah.
661-1037. I'm going to read some messages, Christian. Just let me know when we get a contestant. Yeah. All this talk about going around to some of the best restaurants or the oldest restaurant made me go to the Ohio Club and get a burger. The burger was very good.
We had a French burger, which was the burger of the month. The burger of the month there was the French burger. And then, of course, the Ohio burger they had there. And they were fantastic. The chicken parm sandwich was fantastic. Was it a Reuben?
Goomba?
Was it the Colombo?
No, not Colombo. It's close to that. It was so good.
Gambino. It was the Gambino.
Oh my God.
You had the Gambino. Is it the Reuben that's got all the different salamis and bolognese and all that?
Yeah, I think that's what
it was. That was on there. Had the chicken wraps. Had the fried oysters. Fried okra.
Yeah, it was so good. Go over there and tell Sadiq and Jeannie that that we sent you. It was perfect. It was everything we thought it would be. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. We do have a player, but were the dishes named after the five families or something?
Well, that one was actually named after Gambino because of the mob connection.
There are cool. Listen, the place has so much history. That would be a good angle, though, Christian. I love the fact, too, that he's made every staff person learn the history. So when tourists come in, they can tell them it's that in addition to serving the food.
It's a smart
one. Who's our contestant we got here?
We got
What's your names, Christian? Randall, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, Randall, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to stop it. When I stop it, you start up right there and start singing the song until we're pretty damn sure that you know what's going on, all right? And then if I stop it the first time and you don't know where we're going, I'll do it again. You ready?
Bah, 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 boom.
Let's do it.
I said a mona.
Here we go. Make Justin proud.
I love Justin more. The tower's got the sun going down behind it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it.
Wow.
You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights. It was gonna be one of those nights.
Got the Kenwood banging that rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you want to go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road. I love the way
Grandma,
you
make you go, that
seat back. Steal my ball cap. Pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your head flying out the window. Letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Whoa! Oh, my God. Somebody get me a
wow. We've got to make sure when Justin comes back.
Are y'all sure that wasn't Justin on radio?
You're right, Jamie. Could have been.
Wow.
Way to go, Randall.
Outstanding, my friend. Yeah. You're a winner. And Christian, we got to put that in the system.
Yeah.
To show Justin. People are digging it. They still can do it. That guy may want to go up on stage with Justin.
He may do it. You know what? I say don't even wait to get asked.
Just go up.
Just get up there and start singing.
You may want to get booked at the VFW.
That's
it. That is an A-plus call.
Randall, that's the way it's done. Thanks for being a listener of this show and giving us the opportunity to play that game, brother.
Do want to thank also Roger, Rainbow Restoration. Ben Shields and his brother-in-law, Randy Woods, started that 2018. Benjamin is the GM. If you got a problem, something, the unthinkable happens at your house, water, smoke, fire, call Rainbow Restoration. They will take care of you. RainbowRestores.com.
Yes.
That was inspirational.
It really was.
That was.
Yeah.
Keith Whitley boy ain't coming. Maybe you hire Randall to come hang out.
Randall, will you come hang out with us?
Can I tell you what I would do? That you just made me think of something.
What?
I'm telling you, there's a guy sitting right next to me that can carry a tune.
And do an auction.
And can do an auction.
There is not an auctioneer in the world that can beat Roger Scott.
The only negative of that is that his appearance fee is pretty high. His appearance fee is pretty high. He's not cheap.
Well, it used to not be.
I remember.
I remember one weekend just hanging out with Jamie, riding female dog on the back of his bike.
Listen, y'all, one year,
I remember
Mr. Lucky. Was the band. John Lee was there. He was our headliner.
Yes, he was.
Roger Scott got up there. Did the auction.
It was classic.
And Jocko and Red and Chuck played music to each and every auction item that Roger talked about.
We still talk about that.
Roger made like 50 songs. You auctioned my motorcycle off
I didn't have it in there.
My brother just gave it to me. He auctioned it off.
Roger brought
20 grand.
He brought the house down.
That was awesome. Those were the days, Jamie.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Got to visit with Big
These
Sarge.
Are the days, Roger.
Find out what's happening with Fishing Arkansas this Sunday.
Lake Garden.
I think think,
let's go fishing, Myron Lewis.
He's fished it before. But I think he was trying to win money this past weekend in Texas. We'll find out when we come back. All right, don't go away. We still got Steve Qualls to talk about NASCAR. We still have to do our movie review. Yeah. Talking about the good things happening here in Darnell at the Lion's Den. Helping out a great cause. This is the 6th annual golf tournament raising money for the New Blaine VFW Post 8383. Don't go away. 845.
About a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com. Or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood, and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live. Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Events Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
When your truck can't perform, the whole job slows down. Powers, Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock specializes in Muncie PTOs and pumps, hydraulics and vocational truck systems that keep your fleet working hard. From refuse trucks to utility and construction equipment, their experienced team delivers reliable repairs and quality parts fast. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll help reduce downtime and keep your crews moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
There's nothing better than calling the hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs.
Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
It was painted red. The stripe was white.
What's this, Raj?
That's a good song.
About a stern line. Second hand, I'm a dealer in Atlanta. Daddy. I rode up with Daddy when he went.
That's Alan Jackson. I know.
Yeah, I recognize that, yeah.
I don't know who this song is.
That's...
Is it Daddy's song?
Talia.
You know the name of it?
Daddy, what? Let me drive.
You knew what it was, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You don't know it, Roger.
I do now.
They're out in the field. All right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're here at the Lions Den. People are playing golf out here, but it's not for the tournament. Tournament's tomorrow. It'll be closed just for the folks, the 25-plus teams playing here. Who's our young lady who's working up here?
Roxy's
the best. Good morning,
Dardale, Yelp County.
That's whose dad we gave a shout-out to, Mike Cooper. That was her daddy, National Guard, 22 years of service. She just sold me some loudmouth pants, John Daly Razorback pants, so I'm ready to go. Hey, let's check in with our buddy Big Sarge. Do you know Big Sarge? Big Sarge is a big fisherman. He was on a lake somewhere in Texas trying to make thousands. We'll find out if he made anything here in just a second. What's up, Charles?
Hold on, you're there.
You listen every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday morning.
Hey, Sarge, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Mayhem. And no, I did not make the thousands, but yes, we did make the top 50. We're fishing Richland Chamber, which is somewhere around Dallas, for $100,000 in October. So we did make the Classic, which is a big deal. You fish all year to make the Classic. But listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Y'all are about 2 miles away from the number one spot in Arkansas for bass fishing, Lake Dardanelle. And today,
oh, no, Sarge. We're like 50
tomorrow,
feet away from it.
50 feet. I got you. Well, so the Toyota Series
we are
is going
sitting on
right
Lake
now,
Gardner.
Started yesterday. Yeah. The Toyota Series, they're fishing for 30,000 pros, and they got co-anglers fishing for a boat. My son's actually out there fishing right now, the championship tomorrow. So we'll talk about that Sunday. You got Major League fishing. We got some Arkansas pros fishing that for $200,000 on Grand Lake, Oklahoma. Of course, it's
that's
Father's
a beautiful
Day
light.
Sunday. We're going to do a Father's Day special, okay? And how about just for a big announcement, boys? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
How about four Arkansas Razorback basketball players, one of them being the number one recruit, we're taking them fishing on Lake Dardanelle in July.
Wow.
Oh, let's do this.
Hey,
do y'all need food at the marina?
So who are the
I'll bring the food, Sarge.
Who are the four players, Sarge?
Well, so here's the deal. Carolina Rigg, with her boss being Globe Life, they won't give me the names yet. They just told me that one of them's the number one recruit. We will be staying at the Holiday Inn right there off the freeway. That's one of my big sponsors, Holiday Inn and Suites. And it'll be July the 12th, I believe. That's on a Friday. So they're going to come down Friday. We're going to fish them Friday evening and then a half a day Saturday. Now, they're pinched for time because they're going through their practices and everything. But they did get a hold of Carolina Rigg and myself and said, we got four that want to go fishing with you. So that's going to be a big deal in July.
Wow, that's big time. Very, very nice. And it is ironic we're here in Dardanelle because it is reputation for fishing here.
This lake is incredible.
Yeah. What's the state record for a bass out of this lake, Sarge?
It's like.
Sarge will know.
I mean, there's Hey, there was a 10-pounder caught during practice during the Toyotas just this past week. So,
I think 11.5 is the record on a bass. And just, I think,
Jamie, you're from here, so you should. I'm gonna tell you what, Roger. Listen, Big Sarge, when I ask you for that kind of information, I expect you to go 50.6, David, 1972.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Sarge don't get to hang out in Dardanelle Yale County, and I get to be here every day.
Well, you fish.
And I got buddies fish all the time.
You fished Dardanelle plenty of times, though, haven't you? I mean, it does produce big fish.
We have a Bass Pro that's a member here.
It does.
Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, Boom Boom Rabanus, I think that's how you say it. He is fishing today. His son's fishing. My son fished with a baby Boom Boom yesterday.
Pounds. There you go.
23 pounds is leading yesterday. Now, that's five fish. Now, that's pretty salty.
That's a lot of fish.
Let me tell you what, when old Boom Boom gets a lead, he's not giving it up.
No. Hey, Sarge, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Sand Lizard Foundation bass tournament on Lake Dardanelle, hosted by the Lion's Den.
All right, there you go.
We got a ramp right over across the street. Let's do it. I'll call you on Sunday. I'll call you Sunday morning, bud. All right, that's it. That's all I got to say.
Sarge, are you doing anything? Are you doing anything special on the show? You said that Father's Day show. Is there any like a giveaway or a contest or anything we need to know about for Sunday's show?
Well, you know what our fathers for the past years and years and years, they're the ones that get the kids out fishing. Not that the mothers don't. So we want some stories. Fathers could call in, or you could do your shout out, and we are giving away a pretty salty 3-day fishing trip to the one that's got the best story. So that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, I got stories.
All right. Well, listen, we will be listening on our Sunday, buddy.
All right. Well, I appreciate Morning Mayhem having me on every Friday, doing a little recap of the show on Sunday, 8 to 10. Yes, sir.
Sarge, I'm gonna call in Sunday, but I might be a little hungover, so you got to put up with
it. Don't be shocked.
Yeah, don't be shocked. Man. Me and Jason is gonna call you. We're gonna set up a tournament.
Jimmy, I promise you, he won't be awake on Sunday. Yeah,
and I bet we get 200 boats in this tournament.
Well,
have a
great show there, Sarge. Happy Father's Day.
Hey, thank you for your service. And hey,
I will.
David
I will.
And Raj do a great job supporting veterans, too.
That's right. That's what we're here for,
hey,
Sarge,
man,
up in the VFW
y'all.
Post 8383. Right.
I'll see you Sunday morning, buddy.
Hey, the VFW.
So how about this?
Thank you, bud.
See you, Sarge. How about this? So Bobby Tucker said that that's his nephew that sang Finish the Lyric. He's a captain for the Conway Fire Department, also a medic for SWAT. How about that?
Wow.
He can sing. He's a fireman. He's a medic for SWAT.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well done. Oh,
thank you.
All right, we got to talk a little boogity, boogity, boogity.
Let's go racing.
Is it
party break time?
Is it?
Take party break. Is that what this is?
I think so.
Party break.
For a few minutes.
Potty. I said potty.
You need to go?
You got John Wayne in you, Roger?
He's got to go. 9 o'clock.
Get your popcorn ready. We've got the entertainment right here on 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 20...